Lord, we just honor your presence.
Yes.
We know, and we are even becoming more aware of you. For, Lord, in your presence, there is everything that we need. There is the fullness of peace, the fullness of joy, the fullness of assurance that we are not alone, that you are with us. And if you are with us, you are more than the whole world against us. Lord, we just thank you again for the fellowship and the celebration on yesterday. We thank you again for Joe and Kathy and his family, Lord. That entire household is being engrafted into the love and the family of God. We thank you that you are touching, you're healing, you're saving, you are changing the situations. Lord, you are so good, and your mercy endures to all and every generation. Oh, God, we pray that you would just reach the soul that yet needs to be reached. Oh, God, you would just reveal your love to the heart that is heavy and burdened in this hour. Lord, we thank you for you are raising up an amazing army, an amazing family to the army of God, the family of God. And we thank you that many are coming in moment by moment, day by day. Many are saying yes to you now that said no before. Lord, you are redeeming souls from destruction. And we love you for that. We praise you. And so, Lord, I may not be able to give this full message today, but just anoint and enable me to give and to share what you are stirring in my heart. I thank you that you are just working and stirring your love and your truth in each and every one of our hearts and minds. And you are building us up and preparing us for that great day, Lord. There's a great day, a great hour coming. But Lord, we don't want anyone to miss it. We don't want anyone to be lost. We want every life that can to know you and to experience fellowship and truth in you through your son, Jesus the Christ. He shall save his people from their sin. Emmanuel and God is with us. We bless you now, Lord God. We praise you that you're healing, you're saving, you're touching, you're performing miracles, Lord. Hallelujah. Even as we abide in you and your word abides in us, we may ask what we will and it shall be done. And we give you all the praise, Lord, all the glory. If there's any sin and shortcoming, we pray that it would be covered under the life-giving, fresh blood of Jesus right now. Wash us and cleanse us and make us everywhere whole. Keep us in right standing with you. Oh, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. But we are the righteousness of God created through and in Christ Jesus unto good works to the glory of the Father in Jesus' name. And God's people said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For those that have the word of God, our main power scriptures are St. John 10. And I think it was verses 1 through 10. Just read the entire chapter when you have the time. Take the time and read. Hallelujah. For as you read, the Holy Spirit will feed. I don't know if you ever heard that one. But as you read, the Holy Spirit will feed you the truth of God's word. Hallelujah. I'm going to start there. And then, of course, we'll go to Lamentations. 3:1-4. For God, we are talking about faithfulness. Hallelujah. And we had what pastor to feed us the word on last Sunday concerning faithfulness. And that power thought from pastor was what? What was that power thought? Can anybody remember it? What God has for you, he will faithfully make sure that you get it. Okay? When the wolf attacks, snatching and scattering the sheep, he runs for his life, leaving them defenseless. The hired hand runs because he works only for wages and does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. This is the power verse of this and 15. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. My sheep know me. As the Father knows me, I know the Father. I will give my life for the sheep. That's the power verse there. As the Father knows me, I know the Father. I will give my life for the sheep. See what Jesus is saying there? He will give his life for us. And he has done that already. And Jesus, what? It is continually a living sacrifice for us. Hallelujah. And then especially for those that need to know him. It's not it now that it's that we are brought in. It's important for us to make sure that we are to the point where we are praying that others will be brought into the sheepfold. Amen. Jesus is saying, as the Father knows me, I know the Father, and I will give my life for the sheep. And the same way Jesus has given his life, he wants us to be what? Living sacrifices for the sheep. Hallelujah. For others to come in. There are sheep that are lost. They have lost their way. I declare that they are sheep. They're not just some foreign animal that we don't know, but God calls them sheep when it's important for them to know him, to be drawn to him. And of course, as I said, we're talking about faithfulness. So let's go on to Lamentations 3. But I just wanted to bring out that point that that reveals what? The faithfulness of the Lord. All right. John 10, the verses I read. Now, Lamentations 3, and I'm not going to read all of that, but I will go ahead and share starting at verse 22. And it says, how enduring is God's loyal love, and the eternal has inexhaustible compassion. Wow. Inexhaustible compassion. Here they are every morning. New. Your faithfulness, God, is as broad as the day. Have courage, for the eternal is all that I will need. My soul boasts. Hope in God. Just wait. Yeah, say that with me. Hope in God. Just wait on him. Hallelujah. He's just saying hope in him and just wait because his faithfulness is there. That's what I believe this is bringing out. How enduring is the loyal, God's loyal love. God has a love that is devoted to us, a love that won't quit, a love that even goes after us. You know, when we are going every way, but the way he has desired us to go. And the amazing thing is that God doesn't force anything on you. Amen. He doesn't take you and twist your arm behind your back and say, you're going to do this or else. My oldest brother used to do that to us. He'd take that arm and put us in an arm lock and say, you're going to do what you suppose. You're going to do what mom and daddy tell you to do or else. He put us in that arm lock and he wouldn't let us go. And it was what? It was five brothers other than him. But he'd catch every last one of us and he wouldn't play, Jack. He didn't have to fight or nothing. That arm block was enough. You know, and of course, my daddy, he didn't play because he had the longest whip you ever want to see. He could pull that belt off and he had extra in that belt to make you dance. But I tell you, God doesn't force anything on us. He just loves us and loves us and loves us. His love is so amazing that he just loves us to the point where he will chasten us. He will just, he'll correct you because he loves you. If otherwise, you what? An outcast. You're what they call a bastard. God doesn't, he doesn't have any bastards and outcasts. We are his children. He brings us in. And so what? His loyal love is enduring. It's long lasting. It's faithful. It will never die. The eternal has inexhaustible compassion. And what? Here they are every morning new. And you know, I don't think it's just in the morning. I think it's at night. It's in the evening. It's at 3 o'clock in the morning. The Lord's love and his goodness is there for us. His faithfulness is there. God, you're as broad as the day. Mm. Hallelujah. That day, what, is 24 hours. It isn't just 12 or 6, long as, you know, you got some daylight. That's not just day. The whole day is 24 hours as we know it. And what? 24 hours in God's sight is really just a minute. And then what? A day in God's sight could be like 1,000 years. God is just, there is no time limit on God. You know, that's what the word reveals. 1,000 years is like a day in his sight. You know, the Bible talks about how Joshua prayed, right? Mm-hmm. And because of God's faithfulness, what happened? The sun stood still. I had to find you the verse later. But the sun stood still. Oh, man. And I'm telling you, God's faithfulness is so amazing. If I had a thought today, guess what it would be? He watches over me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Lord watches over me. He watches over you. Oh, man, he's amazing. Psalm 121, that's where that's at. The Lord watches over us. Yes, yes, yes. But let me just talk a little bit about that Lamentations. The thought here is that, you know, that word, Lamentations, that's a concern because Jeremiah was lament is the noun, I believe, right? And lament, or is lament the verb? Lamentations is the noun? I got to go back and study that from my English. But it's okay to lament. Lament means that we got to cry out sometime. We got to cry, but we can't just cry out to what? We can't just cry out to man. We can't just lament to him. You know, this past year, good gracious, who were we crying out to?
Yes.
Who were we calling on? Who were we trusting in? Who were we looking to? Hallelujah. Who was it that was faithful to us? But it sure wasn't man. It wasn't, it sure wasn't me, myself, and I. It sure wasn't Susie down the street with all her gossip. It sure wasn't Joe Blow because he thought he knew. No, no, no. But it was the living God that we could cry out to. And that's what it is about the Book of Lamentations. It reminds us that it's okay to lament. It reminds us it's okay to cry out, to be concerned. But who are we focusing that lament to? You know, we can't just, I don't know, venting and lamenting is, I don't think that's the same. But lament means that you have a legitimate concern. You want to get some answers. You need answers. You something is happening and you need help. Can you think about how God has brought you through? His faithfulness came up again. Hallelujah. Because God was watching over us. The Lord was there for us all through this COVID. Even though we've had, what, is it over 600,000 that have died now? But you know God was right there for them too. You know that, don't you? Because God, what, he knows about the little teeny sparrow. And his eye is on that sparrow, what? And I know that he, what, watches me. So why should we be discouraged? Why should we just lament and then don't expect an answer? It's all right. Those who do good and those who hope in him, It's all right to do that. The Lord is good for those who hope in him, for those who trust in him, for those who realize and recognize that he is there. The book of Lamentations reminds us what? It's okay to lament. The book was likely written during or soon after the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem in 587 BC. It describes the affliction. It describes oppression. It describes starvation. People starved. Good gracious. People faced many troubles at that time. And yet in the middle of the book, the author remembers why he could hope. And that is because God, the Lord's great love, because of God's great love, we are not consumed. Consumed, that's almost like being disintegrated. You just turn into nothing. And more than likely, consumed means that if you stay in that state long enough, you're going to turn right back to dust. That's what we were made from. And God breathed the breath of life into us. But being consumed, we'll be just dust again. There's no life in you. Mm-hmm. But God said his mercy has reached out to us. Well, his compassions have never failed us. Mm. Even when we turned our back on him, like the children of Israel, they turned their backs on God. I don't know how many times, time and time again, turn your back on God of all people. And I know I'm guilty. I just turned. I didn't do what he told me to do. But I thank him that he was right there to say, David, I'm just going to correct you in such a way that you know my mercy is the main thing that you need right now. My mercy, my goodness, my grace. My kindness, my loving kindness, my tender mercy shall not depart from you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Mm-hmm. The house is just not that physical building, is it? But the house is where God is. His presence is the house. Hallelujah. Because without him being there, we are nothing. But I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The compassions, they never fail. They are new every morning. That is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. Great. Despite the devastation, the author remembered that God remains faithful. Hallelujah. And that faithfulness is what he wants to make sure is poured into us. Can you think about just how God has been faithful to you over the last year? When I think about his goodness and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Thank you, Father. You're so good to me. And then look at Psalm 21. I'm just share a little bit of that. I look up to the mountains and that's where does my help really come from there? My help what? Comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And then what? His faithfulness is revealed again. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. You ever known God to be asleep? You've been asleep, though. I showed up, nodded off quite a few times. Remember one time I was riding down that highway. Pastor Jesse know about that. Riding down that highway back in the early 80s. And boy, it was about 10 o'clock at night. I had been driving about 8 hours already. But God was watching over me. He did not slumber, even though I slumbered over that steering wheel. I slumbered. I nodded off. And when I woke up, I saw headlights like I was going to hit the headlights. And God caused me to miss those headlights. I know he did it. He delivered me. Hallelujah. And that wasn't the first time. But I know that was the time. I know it was him. That angel caused that car to miss me. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Didn't I say the Lord watches over you? He watches over you. Now, I know that, you know, sometimes we don't like, I don't want God watching me. I don't want him watching me in my private time and all of that. But you know, you belong to him. So what are you ashamed of? Nothing to be ashamed of. He knows you. He made you. He breathed the breath of life into you. And what? He will not let you stumble because he watches over you. He doesn't slumber. He watches over Israel and he never slumbers or sleeps. God, I mean, amazing God. What? He was the pillar of fire by night for the children of Israel. And he was the pillar of the cloud by day. So he led them. He was right there with them. How much more faithful can you be than that? Than to be there with your children and never leave them or forsake them. He fed the manna from heaven. Jesus, what, is the living bread? He took the what? The two loaves and the five fishes and multiplied it and fed what? 12,000. Faithfulness, the faithfulness of our God. It's just evident. And then what? The Lord himself watches over you and me. He stands beside you as your protective shade. You're talking about an umbrella. God is more than just a plain old umbrella. We got some pretty good ones out here, but nothing compared to the shade of the Lord. God's shade is protected. Hallelujah. I think I remember that umbrella that James Bond had, and that thing would turn into a weapon, you know? And he used it, Jack. He knew how to use that weapon. Well, God's protective shade, I think, is similar, but it's probably 10,000 more powerful. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. Well, I didn't think the moon would harm you, but you never know. Some people, maybe it's just the fact that it's night. You might be fearful. You know, fear has a way of attacking you, whether it's day or night. But God said, no, I'm standing with you. I'm going to fight this battle for you and with you. I'm going to teach you how to war with your hands. And that don't mean taking my fist and bopping somebody side the head, but it means the spiritual hands, the spiritual mind, the spiritual mouth. You know, there's a power and fire that can even come from our very mouths when we speak for God. And God causes our very the spiritual weapons to come forth in our life. The Lord keeps you from all harm. He watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. Isn't he an amazing God? He's an amazing God, church. So that's what it's all about. He's watching over us. He's keeping us. Not only is he watching over us, but what? He's watching over his word to perform his word in our lives, to see if we really holding fast to that word. Because, you know, the word, what, is forever settled in heaven. And that the Psalm 23 says, thy will be done. The word of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. And see, that's what God wants, his will to be manifested through us. He wants his faithfulness to be just pretty much like our skin. What would we be without our skin? Man, that would be a pretty interesting experience. No skin. Well, the faithfulness of God, we can put it on just like our skin is on. God wants to smother us with his faithfulness, smother us and cover us with his love. Hallelujah. And that power verse that I had in Psalm 37 was verse 25. Meditate and read that whole one too, because it's just saying, I was young once and now I'm old. but I would never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David said that. And God, what? Just made his faithfulness so real in his life. His faithfulness was there. Hallelujah. And God, I mean, if God said it, he means it. If he said he would be there, he said he would fight your battle, he'll do it. Hallelujah. If he said he would heal your body, he will do it. If he said he would give you long life and salvation, he will do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is not a man, what? That he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, shall he not do it? He will do it. So I decree and I declare that that area of your life, the faithfulness of God is going to be manifested to use in that special area that you need it the most. And then, hallelujah, you will be a witness that God has done it. He has faithfully proven again that he is God and there is no other like him, the faithful God that he is. And it's all done because of Jesus, the Christ. Jesus, the same faithfulness is in Christ. The same faithfulness is manifested in the Holy Spirit. For whatever the Holy Spirit says, he has said it because he has heard it from the Father and the Son. And whatever the Father and the Son instruct the Holy Spirit to do, he does it according to the word of God. Hallelujah. Great is his faithfulness. The loyal love of the Lord does not cease. His compassions do not come to an end. They are new in the morning. They are great. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. Lord, you are my portion, says my soul. Thus I will hope on you. Lord, you are good to those who wait on you, to the person that seeks you. You're good to wait in silence before the Lord, for that it reveals the salvation of the Lord. We just got to learn how to wait on God. We got to learn how to just give it all to him. You know, sometimes it's so difficult. That's what I did. I made some of the most unbelievable boo-boos. I never thought I would make them this year. And it really cost me. It really did. But I thank God that he spared my life. He's still giving me my soundness of mind. Hallelujah. He's sharpening and tuning up this mind. He's building up this spirit man so that nothing will come against me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that comes against me, I will condemn and cast down. Hallelujah. Nothing shall by any means prevail over me because Christ is rooted and grounded in my life. If it was not for the Lord, I do not know where I would be, church. I'm pretty sure I sure wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. I would not be able to glorify him and praise him right now. I wouldn't, hallelujah, I wouldn't be experiencing such an amazing love. What love is this that the Father has bestowed upon us that we are the sons and daughters of the Lord? I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you. I bless you. I praise you. I desire more of you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I know that in this most difficult place right now, in my life and in the lives of your people, I know that you will bring us through. Hallelujah. You will bring us out. Hallelujah. You will bring us out to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. And Lord, you will do it because your name is high and exalted and lifted up. There is no other name. Is El Elyon, God Most High? Hallelujah, that you are Elohim, God, our creator. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, our healer. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You are present here in the time of trouble. I thank you and I praise you and I bless you today, Lord. Hallelujah. May you strengthen each and every one of us in our minds, in our hearts, in our spirits, in our relationship with you. May we know that we know that we know that the faithful God, the one and only faithful God, is on our side. And he is a mighty warrior. And he fights for us. Hallelujah. He's a great defender. And then he's a great liberator. If there's anyone that is bound up in anything, Lord, I pray you would liberate them. I pray you would set them free, even right now, even as you're setting me free, Lord. Hallelujah. You know those chains that had me bound, but you are the chain breaker. Hallelujah. You break the chains. Hallelujah. You break the strongholds. Your faithfulness, hallelujah, endures forever. Hallelujah. And to every generation. Hey! Glory to your name. Hallelujah right now. Oh, God, you're saving souls. You're setting captives free. Opening blinded eyes right now. Hallelujah. Driving out the enemy. I command him to flee and take his hands off in the name of Jesus. Teach us, Lord, to resist him and submit to you, Lord, for you watch over us. Oh, I bless you now. I bless you. I praise you. I thank you, oh God. Oh, touch, Lord, in the White House. Touch, oh God, touch those hearts that are yet stony and need to be changed to hearts of flesh. Yes, Lord, save and heal and deliver while there's still time. Oh, God, help us to call on you on behalf of many who are lost and on their way to hell. Deliver now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, you didn't say that we would be, that our lives had to be absolutely spotless and perfect in every way, but then you do want that. You want us to be washed and cleansed and be able to overcome all. And so, Lord, take us to that higher height. Take us to that deeper depth. Take us, oh God, and let your holiness and righteousness and faithfulness be poured into us. Lord, we open up and we receive of you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you are doing in us, creating us a clean heart, renewing us the right spirit. Yeah, Lord, let us be found faithful, even as you are faithful, and you reveal your faithfulness unto us. Great is your mercy towards us and your love. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise now in the mighty name of Jesus. We command sick bodies to be healed right now. Lord, hallelujah. We cast down COVID. We cast down everything that has to do with it. We break the virus. We break its stronghold. We walk in power. We walk in authority. We walk in the name of Jesus. And that name is exalted above every name. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We give you glory now, Lord, in Jesus' name. God's people said, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He watches over us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Jesus.